on strike, and they've agreed to resume talks with producers after the Thanksgiving holiday.
It's about winners and losers, right and wrong.
How'd you like to have that hanging over your Turkey Day dinner? Can you just imagine the conversation? Would you please pass the yams at a 1% serving of DVD gravy?
For winners in the competition of life.
Certainly. And would you be so kind as to pass me the cranberry sauce and a slice of that residual pie?
The sound of your money growing starts with Brent Planton. Weekday mornings at 6 on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. This is Arturo De Leon with Scott Boats, and our topic today is individual income tax planning. Before I get started, I wanted to say hello to my brother-in-law, Mito, who has turned down the volume on the football game. I understand the Texans are behind right now, but they're going to rally and win the game. He turns down the volume on the football game and listens to Biz Radio. I appreciate that, Mito, and
That's the way to do it.
Before the break, we were talking about retirement plans. Now it's time to talk about income and deductions related to your year-end 2007 tax planning. Sometimes you want to defer income. If you think that 2007 is going to be a higher tax bracket year than 08, you might want to do it for that reason. At the beginning of the show, Scott, I was talking about the tax brackets, which are 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, and 35%. So, for instance, if your tax bracket for you expect your tax bracket to be 33% for 07, but perhaps not as high in 08, you might want to defer income to 08 for that very reason. I mean, we're talking about, let's say that it was going to be 25 in 08, your best estimate. That's 8% that you would save just by shifting the year in which some income might be taxed. And you can generally do this at the end of the year by, by delaying billing. And so just remember that if you receive income in 07 and you're a cash basis taxpayer, cash basis means that you report the income when you receive it and you take the deduction when you pay the bill or the invoice, that if you receive the income in 07, it's reportable in 07, even if you don't deposit it into your bank account. So the best way to do this is to actually delay the billing so that you make sure you don't get the income until after the first of the year. Another area in which you can defer income is with interest and dividends. Those aren't always in our control, but interest might be. If you're an investor and you invest in CDs and or short-term maturities, you might look at a six-month or a 12-month. If you wanted to keep it out of 07, well, then you might do a 12-month maturity so that it matured in 08 and would be taxable in 08. So let's say that in March of 07, you did a one-year CD. It's going to mature in March of 08, so the full year's interest will be taxable in 08 on a one-year CD. On the other hand, if you wanted to bring some of that interest into 07 because you felt like you might be in a lower tax bracket, then you will be in 08. You might do a six-month CD, and then when that CD matures at the end of 07, then, of course, that interest would be taxable then. And of course, we have the opposite situation, Scott, where you might want to accelerate income into 07 if you think 07 is going to be a
big year,
or if you're going to be a lower bracket year than 08.
All right.
Deduction planning. Just keep in mind that as a cash basis taxpayer, the deduction is in the year in which you pay it, not when you incur it. So the you must pay any bills and any invoices before the end of 07. So that's an easy way to, as a cash basis taxpayer, to get deductions into 07 and lower your taxable income for 07 is to pay any invoices, any outstanding bills to the extent that you can. And obviously, as a cash method taxpayer, if you pay expenses that may not be due till January, but you pay them in December, they'll be deductible. And just keep in mind that a promise to pay or buying on account as a cash basis taxpayer does not get you the deduction. However, if you use your credit card, that does get you the deduction. So if you use your credit cards at the end of 07 to pay bills, and there may be some advantages to that in that you earn reward points and you're not incurring interest, perhaps if you pay within the cycle of 30 to 45 days, that might be a good idea to pay some of your bills that you don't have the cash for in December on a credit card, and then maybe in January you'll have the cash flow to pay off that credit card bill, but you get the deduction.
Business expenses, taxes, and other things that you can write off.
as you've mentioned earlier, you make your
Office
run.
Depot run.
Right.
And or Staples run.
Right.
Give equal time to everyone.
As individuals, on our tax return, we get a standard deduction. So for 2007, if you're married filing jointly, your standard deduction is around $10,500. Actually, it's $10,700, I think. But so if your itemized deductions exceed that amount, then you get the greater of the two. If your itemized deductions are close to that amount, you might want to reshift some of your deductions, your itemized deductions, so that you get the advantage of the standard deduction 1 year and the advantage of the itemized deductions the next. So for instance, what I'm talking about here is for most of us, the deductions that we're allowed as individuals that normally get us the greatest benefit are any mortgage interest we pay, real estate taxes, sales taxes. In the state of Texas, Scott, as you know, we don't have an income tax. We're blessed with that. And so we are allowed to deduct any sales tax that we pay during the year. And then, of course, the next item is the charitable contributions. So those are the items that make up the itemized deductions for most Texas taxpayers. We also get to deduct medical expenses, but there are some limitations on medical expenses that I'll talk about in just a minute. So, for instance, if your itemized deductions are around $10,000 or $11,000, if you pay your real estate taxes this year, and so you might want to hold off on paying your real estate taxes in December, pay them in January of 2008, and you'll still get the standard deduction of $10,700 in 2007. But then in 2008, you pay your 2007 taxes in January, you pay your 2008 taxes in December of 2008. You'll go over the standard deduction and therefore won't waste the real estate tax payment in 2007. Those are the kind of things that you can do, accelerate or hold back deductions to make sure that you get the benefit of the standard deduction. And obviously the standard deduction for a single individual is a little bit less, so they would be looking at $5,350 as their threshold in doing their planning. Medical expenses that I mentioned a little earlier are limited to 7.5% of our AGI. We talked about AGI at the beginning of the show, which is kind of a subtotal of your net income for the year. So you have to have a lot of medical deductions to get any benefit. So generally, that happens for us later in life as we get older, and our income may go down because we're retired and our medical expenses may go up because we're older. But for the most part, medical expenses do not get us a lot of benefit unless they exceed 7.5% of our adjusted gross income. Once again, another thing to remember is about the sales tax. A lot of people are not aware that you can deduct sales tax as an itemized deduction in your tax return. The IRS does provide a table that most tax preparers use to get an average based on your adjusted gross income. However, it's usually better if you actually add up the sales tax that you paid off of your receipts. You'll come up with a much greater amount if you do that. Charitable contributions are a deduction that allows you to do a little planning as well, Scott. If you have an inclination to make contributions to an organization and you have appreciated property, you can get a deduction for the fair market value of that appreciated property, and you will not have to pay the tax on the capital gain. So, for instance, if you have a piece of land that you bought for $5,000, and it has grown in value to $10,000. If you contribute that property to the a charitable organization, you get a $10,000 deduction, and you don't have to recognize the $5,000 capital gain. That's a good planning idea. There are some new restrictions on charitable contributions that I do want to mention. They're not huge, but they do need to be kept in mind. For years, we felt that we made cash contributions, we could take those. Those are no longer going to be allowed. Beginning with the year 2007, you must have a receipt, a canceled check. You can no longer take a charitable contribution by putting cash into the plate each week and just keeping track of that. You must have a receipt. We're going to move over to business deductions now, Scott.
And a lot of churches are giving those types of receipts, or most are, I suppose.
Yes, they are. I mean, they're required to give them if the contribution is over $250 on an individual basis, but they'll give them it's been my experience that they will give them to any donee at any time that they're asked for one. Business deductions. If you're self-employed, like we are,
like
Scott,
us, yes.
we can deduct our health insurance premiums. So the health insurance premiums that you pay as a self-employed individual are deductible as an item. I mean, as a business deduction, and not as an itemized deduction. For many years, they used to make us, even as self-employed, deduct them as itemized deductions. But now we're allowed to deduct them as a above the line business deduction in arriving at adjusted gross income. Another area where businesses really need to do some planning, year-end tax planning, Scott, is kind of what you were talking about earlier, is going to Office Depot. And that's for lawyers and that need office equipment and that sort of thing. And for businesses, obviously, that need equipment, the year-end is the time to look. If you're going to buy equipment in the coming year, it might be a good idea to try to accelerate that purchase into 07 and get a deduction, because the tax law allows a deduction to help small businesses. The tax law allows a deduction of up to $125,000 of equipment purchases. You know, and the reason that that's is important is because traditionally, anytime you buy equipment that it provides a use in your business for over a year, you are required to depreciate and recover that cost over the useful life of that equipment. So, for instance, if you bought a computer that you thought might last you 3 years, you would have to depreciate that over 3 years or 5 years, whatever use that might provide you. But with the special expense allowance rule, you can actually buy up to $125,000 of equipment and deduct it in the year that you buy it. So, in other words, if you need some new computer equipment for your office, Scott, you can go between now and the end of the year, go down to Office Depot, buy that equipment, and deduct it on your 07 return completely, even though it's depreciable type assets.
I see.
In addition to that, what a lot of people do is if you buy a vehicle over 6,000 pounds, you can also expense that up to $25,000. So many, many years ago, they limited the deduction for luxury automobiles. But now, if the weight of the vehicle is over 6,000, you can actually deduct up to $25,000 of the cost. This is Arturo De Leon with Scott Boats on Bar Talk. We're doing some income tax planning for 2007. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you've got a question, give us a call at 877-777-7713. This is Bar Talk.
Right on the money. The Biz Radio Network.
Have you been targeted or arrested by federal or state law enforcement? If that happens, stop. Seek